just one halakha and actually a follow-up to a halakha that we discussed a few days ago regarding the beracha on nuts that are covered with a mizonot layer. And we came out the halakha that we make mizonot on those nuts. So the question was asked, what would be the beracha on an almond that is covered with sugar? We have a candy that we call mlabbas, that is a almond that has a sugar coating over it. What would be the beracha? So this is not an easy subject at all in the poskim. The Ben Ish Chai, in his halachot in Parashat Pinehas, Shanari Shona, discusses it and says the minhag is to make she'akol on sugar-coated almonds, but he says his father used to be mahmir to take a little sugar off the almond and make a she'akol on the sugar, and then bite into the almond and make boreh pri ha'etz. And he writes that since that was his father's custom, and it's also brought down in other sefarim, ken ra'u lehorot, that would be the proper way to rule. There's a whole controversy exactly what type of candy was the Ben Ish Chai talking about. Rabbi Moshe Levi Alev Shalom learns that the Ben Ish Chai was talking about an almond with a very thin layer of sugar on it, and therefore it was easy just to separate a little of the sugar off and make a shakol and then make a boreh pri ha'etz. If that's the case, he argues on the Ben Ish Chai and says in that case the sugar is not the ikar, since it's a very thin layer of sugar, the almond is ikar. And therefore, in that case, where it would be, let's say, maybe a honey-glazed almond, the Birkat Hashem says you make boreh pri ha'etz on the almond, because that's the ikar, and that little sugar coating is tafel. So he argues on the Ben Ish Chai in that scenario. But we're talking about a case of a mlabbas, which has a thick coating of sugar over the almond. So in principle, really, one should make two berachot, especially if he sucks the almond first, or sucks the sugar first. So he would make a she'akol, and he sucks the sugar off the almond, and then when he gets to the almond, he should really take it out of his mouth, and then make boreh pri ha'etz, and then put it back in his mouth and eat it, which means it should really be two berachot, because on the mlabas that we have, it's a substantial amount of sugar. It's a thick coating of sugar over the almond. So therefore, in logic, there should be two berachot. As you suck the sugar off, the first berachah would be shakol, and then when you're ready to bite into the almond, it should be boreh pri ha'etz. However, the Birkat Hashem says that he's concerned that if you're going to tell the guy to do that, that he might forget when it gets to the almond to take it out of his mouth and make another berachah, and he might just eat it regardless. So therefore, to get around this problem, it's a big chidush. He says in that case you should make a she'akol li'avid baro and have kavanah not only for the sugar but to poter the almond as well. Because Halakha does say if you made she'akol on an almond, you are covered. B'di'avad. So therefore, that's the way his ruling would be, to make a she'akol on the mlabas and have kavanah to cover the almond, so you don't have to take it out of your mouth and have to worry about all these issues. Of course, he admits it would be better if you could find a boreh pri ha'etz somewhere else, make an etz on a, you know, an orange or an apple, and then make the she'akol on the mlabas and you're covered, according to all opinions. But he says if that's all it is, it's a coated almond like that with a thick coating, even though logically in principle it should make sense to make two berachot. However, since it's hard to separate and hard to take it out of your mouth, the people are going to forget. So his ruling, it's a chidush again, is to make a she'akol on the labas. Furthermore, it should be pointed out that that's the way Hakam ben Sion Abba Shaul in his Or Letzion Chelek Bet, Perek Yud Dalet, comes out also that because of the safek, one should make a shakol niyavet baro, and it is covered, the sugar and the almond as well.